To high school football pregame show here with Derek Diesner. It's time to hand things over once again to our play-by-play man, Rick Glaza, for his predictions as to who will mark one in the win column today. Here are Rick's picks.
Hello, everybody. Rick Glaza, the Fearless Forecaster, back on a special Saturday edition of the Fearless Forecast. That's right. Two football games happening this afternoon, both involving our schools from the upper thumb. The Deckerville Eagles taking on the Fulton Pirates, and the Ubley Bearcats taking on the Ravenna Bulldogs. Before I get to my picks on those two football games, I want to congratulate the Millington Cardinals. They are regional champions. They defeated Madison Heights Madison last night by a score of 27-26. So they move on to the semifinals in Division 5. Two teams, as I mentioned earlier, looking to get to the semifinals, the Deckerville Eagles and the Ubley Bearcats. I'll touch on the Deckerville-Fulton game. The Fulton Pirates have knocked off two state-ranked teams in Fowler and New Lothrop. This week they come into Deckerville to take on the Eagles, who, after suffering two late-season defeats to Marlette and Ubley, come into this football game with a chance to advance to the semifinals for the first time since 2000. My prediction in this football game, the Deckerville Eagles will win the ball game and move on to the semifinals in Division 8. And our Cruise 102 FM game of the afternoon, the Ravenna Bulldogs in Ubley to take on the Bearcats. The Bearcats looking to advance to the state semifinals for the third consecutive year in Division 7. They'll have to do it by going through a very tough Ravenna Bulldog team who knocked off Merrill last week with 0.5 seconds remaining. They had one play. They threw it into the end zone, got the touchdown, and captured the district championship on the road in Merrill. This week, the Bulldogs going to have to take to the road again and try and capture a regional title in Ubley, but that's not going to happen, folks. The Bearcats are going to come out victorious. They are going to move on to the Division 7 state semifinals. They will face either McBain or Ishpeming. Join Jason Partica and I for the kickoff of this football game. That's at 2 o'clock this afternoon from Ubley on Cruise 102 FM. Have a great Saturday, everyone. Enjoy the football game this afternoon and enjoy the rest of the weekend. And I plan on seeing you right back here next weekend for more picks in the Fearless Forecast.
All right, thanks, Rick. And that's going to wrap up our pregame coverage for today's Game of the Week featuring the Ubley Bearcats and the Ravenna Bulldogs. Thanks for joining me. In just a moment, Rick Glaza and Jason Partica are going to take things over for live play-by-play coverage of today's regional championship. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM. I'm Derek Diesner on the station that rocks the docks and shakes the lakes. Today's game is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the law office of Amanda Roggenbuck and Associates of Cass City, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Peruski Insurance Agency on Scott Street in Bad Axe, Ubley Motor Service, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Bad Axe and Pigeon, Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yawn of Harbor Beach and Ubley, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebowing, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank, with branches throughout the Thumb area. The McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. D&M Cabinet Shop and the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows in stock by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Stop by and see Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for standard archery or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. See all the newest guns and ammo for all of your fall hunting needs. They have over 80 brands and styles of shotgun slugs on the shelf. Randy's has the new NEF Ultra Slugger shotgun and the new Salvage Bolt Action Slug Gun in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
During hunting season, sometimes you get the deer, sometimes the deer gets you.
Hey, watch out for that deer!
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebowing, the deer hit capital of the thumb. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Ubley High School for today's Division 7 Regional Championship game featuring the Ubley Bearcats and the Ravenna Bulldogs. I'm Rick Raza, Jason Partica, and Dave Rowland are here. We are all set for high school football on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Ubley. Gentlemen, we should have ourselves a pretty good ball game.
Oh, and watching both of these teams over the past season, it's going to be a nice smash-mouth football game, and we'll see who survives.
Jason, you and I had a chance to see Ravenna and Merrill last weekend. They won with 0.5 seconds remaining, a pass play into the end zone that was caught. Not too bad of a finish in that football game, huh?
Yeah, the old miracle in Merrill over there by Ravenna, and a game that, by all intents and purposes, should have been won by Merrill, but, they're not here this week. Ravenna's here, and they're happy to be here. They'll take the victory. And, it was really a good comeback win by Ravenna, down 17 points in the second half. Really could have folded things up and taken it home, but kept chipping away at it, gave themselves the chance to win at the end of the game, and they did just that.
We're all set to get underway. The Bearcats have won the toss. They will receive to open up the football game. Here's the run-up, and the kick is in the air. It'll be fielded by Brett Cleary near the 12-yard line. He bobbles it, and he'll pick it back up. He's at the 20. He's over the 25-yard line and taken down at the 26. We're underway from Ubley High School. Glad you'd be with us right here on Cruise 102 FM.
It'll be interesting to see what Ravenna comes out in. The last 2 weeks they were against the spread team. So we'll have to check out and see what their base defense is. The last 2 weeks they've been running the four front. So we'll take a look at Ravenna here, dressed in their whites with the royal blue trim.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. At their own 26-yard line, Austin Drake steps up under center. Full house formation behind him. He'll take the snap and hand it off. It's Brian Nash, the ball carrier, and Nash up over the 30-yard line. A pickup of close to 3, maybe 4 on the play. Second down coming up.
Yeah, and Brian Nash didn't get a whole lot of work last week against Saginaw Nouvelle, as Tyler Peruski and Brett Cleary did most of the damage on the ground for the Bearcats. So a nice start for Brian Nash here early on.
Full house here at Ubley. Bleachers in both end zones are relatively full, although there's one section of bleachers over there with some room in it. So if you're still working your way in, there is some seating available. Here's Brian Nash getting his second carry of the football game. He'll take it up close to the 34-yard line.
Looks like Coach Sweeney is trying to establish that off-tackle play to the left-hand side. We'll see if he comes back with the inside trap now. Maybe commit, or Ravenna could commit themselves or make a mistake and trying to shut it down, and you counter right back with it.
Third down and 2 coming up for the Bearcats. They'll spot the football at the 34-yard line. Just underway from Ubley High School. Drake up under center. He will take the snap. He'll hand it off. And coming right over the middle with it and picking up the Ubley first down is Brett Cleary.
Beautiful trap play. Right on the left-hand side, Ubley is traveling from left to right on as you're listening to us. So I have to watch myself. I want to say on your screen before. So
first down for Ubley. They'll spot the football at the 39-yard line. Again, the full house formation behind Drake. He'll call out the play and take the snap. Coming over the right side with it is Tyler Peruski, and Peruski going to pick up 2, maybe 3 on the play. Second down coming up. Well, Coach, this is something that the Bearcats are used to doing. They open up with the